As evidenced by the news, there is an upsurge in gun violence in the country. I spoke with a former FBI agent who talked about the issue of gun control and how the debate on the topic becomes political and polarizes many in the country.
Nobody's out killing liberals or conservatives. These guys were just out killing our fellow citizens.
And I want to expand on our discussion on gun violence. I invited columnist and writer David Sirota, syndicated columnist Michelangelo Signorelli, and Florida Republican Party Chair Jim Greer to help me flesh it out. You just heard the former FBI agent Greg McCrary talking about the political debate on gun control, saying it's people being killed, not conservatives nor liberals. And I asked my guests their thoughts.
I really don't think it's a conservative-liberal issue. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. The Republican Party is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. But we've got to find a solution to the issues where dangerous criminals are getting guns and they're hurting and killing people. I don't look to Europe to tell us how we should solve this crisis. I think we need to make sure that we have very thorough background checks, that we have very extensive gun laws.
Okay, hang on. Sure. Why not look to Europe?
Well,
because, and I'm going to get your response, I'm going to get you guys in here. Because when you look at gun violence in Europe, below the U.S., less guns in the U.S., they have problems too. They've had several of these mass killings. I think David Sirota said 9 in the past, 10 years you said, David?
I just reeled 11 off, in the past.
11 in the past 10 years. I just reeled off 5 or 6 in the past month. They've got to be doing something right.
Well, I can tell you one thing. When you travel to Europe, I was in Paris recently, and you look on the corner, and the police are carrying Uzis and machine guns on every other corner. So when we talk about Europe and how they're enforcing gun laws and so on, they have a different relationship with their citizens. They have armed police officers with assault rifles on every corner, on every street. So there's not a lot of people doing a lot of shooting right then because they get shot a lot quicker because of their approach to law enforcement.
And Michael, but in some places in Europe, and I've been there, the police officers don't even carry guns, and you see very little violence.
That's absolutely true. Look, the problem is the laws and the restrictions are very, very lax. And we now have assault weapons available in this country. We know that's the problem as well with Mexico and the drug gangs. We know that people have access to guns who shouldn't have guns. Certainly the Virginia Tech killer, his mental stability wasn't checked. And we have right now a real paranoia on the right that is whipping people up. We have Representative Michelle Bachmann. I'd like Mr. Greer to address this, a member of his party, saying our opposition needs to be armed and dangerous.
Okay.
We have 1.2 million background checks more in the last four-month period because the right has been whipped up into thinking Barack Obama is going to take away their Second Amendment rights, and that's not true. We're talking about restrictions, not taking away all the guns.